Benson Parish Council update. Maintaining and enhancing our well-being. The council held its inaugural meeting of the Climate Emergency Working Group. We aim to see what simple measures we can do to meet this challenge. We will explore how we can engage with the community and feed that back to our activities in the council. We welcome all to our meetings. The council is looking to appoint a volunteer snow warden or wardens to be responsible for the coordination of snow clearance, pavement gritting, and the minor roads not on the OCC gritting route in the coming months. Please contact the clerk if you can help. Making Benson brilliant. Several of you have been inquiring about the progress of the new hall and skate park. We have asked Carla Holmes for details. However, both facilities will remain the responsibility of Carla Holmes to ensure that they resolve any fixes that are required for a period of a year. The parish formally takes ownership after that. Importantly, we are working with Carla Holmes to understand when they'll be available for the parish to use. The skate park is waiting for the turf to be laid and then bedded in before it is opened. As soon as we know, we'll update you. Keeping Benson beautiful. Once again, a huge thank you to Richie Irwin for his amazing job in creating a beautiful floral tribute on our war memorial. Despite the limitations imposed through the COVID situation, I know that many in the village have taken time out to come and see it. Other notices. We are sad to see two of our councillors leave the council. Firstly, John Sharman is stepping down, and we'd like to thank John for his support and work for the village and his efforts to keep Benson beautiful. We wish him well. We must also say goodbye to Councillor David Ollie, who has been a stalwart of Benson for many, many years. David is more informally recognised as the council's memory and can always be relied upon to explain the origins of a topic and put the newer councillors right. He has made a great contribution to the village during his long tenure, and we are sad to see him step down. To that end, there are two vacancies for councillors. If you'd like to help shape our village and have a direct say in how we spend our funding for the benefit of our parish, please contact the clerk at the Benson Parish office.